Tracy, your company's had a long involvement in shuttle operations. Could you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Sure. United Space Alliance is NASA's prime space shuttle contractor. It's a joint venture between Boeing and Lockheed Martin that's been in existence since 1996. So we've got more than 15 years experience processing, maintaining, launching space shuttles, supporting the International Space Station, and a number of other support functions for NASA.
So most people would say, oh, NASA launches the space shuttles, you know, NASA gets them ready. Not quite true then.
No, there's quite a large contractor workforce that actually does the hands-on work that gets those shuttles ready and puts them in the air. For example, United Space Alliance employees, which number about 5,500 here at Kennedy Space Center, greet the orbiter on the runway and immediately begin the safing and decommissioning to get it ready. They tow it back into the hangar. Our folks are the guys in the hangar that process it and maintain it and get it ready for its next launch. Our guys are the folks that drive the transporter, the large crawler shuttle transporter that you may have seen carrying the shuttle stack out to the launch pad. Those are our folks. We receive the external fuel tank into the vehicle assembly building, do its final processing. Our guys are the crane operators who lift the orbiter up once it gets to the vehicle assembly building and lower it down onto the stack with the external fuel tank and the solid rocket boosters. Once they've transported it out to the launch pad, we continue the final processing flow that leads up to launch. And then, of course, we support NASA in the firing room or the launch control room leading up to launch. So, yeah, we're hand in hand with NASA, getting those shuttles ready to fly every time.
And what are the advantages to NASA in having you as a contractor?
Well, the original concept for forming United Space Alliance was to consolidate a number of contracts into one to gain efficiencies, and that has worked. United Space Alliance has saved NASA millions and millions of dollars over the life of the contract. And it has certainly been more efficient from an operating standpoint as well to work with one contractor versus multiples.
Mm. So most people may not realize that NASA does, right from the very early days, contracted work out to build the rockets, to build the spacecraft, and now, of course, to operate them as well.
That's correct. And it's interesting because there's been a lot of talk in this country lately about going to commercial launchers to take cargo and possibly people to the station. But really, NASA's worked with commercial companies, as you say, since the beginning to put spacecraft, since the Apollo days, to put spacecraft up in the air and to build the station and keep it running. And it's a partnership that NASA has with many, many different companies from around the world.
With the shuttle program winding down, where do you see your company going?
Well, we have a large contract still in effect to support the International Space Station. USA has employees in Texas who plan missions for the station, train astronauts for their spacewalks, support the day-to-day operations of the space station. So that work will continue, that since the station is now going to extend until 2020. There will be follow-on work after the shuttle's retired here at Kennedy Space Center to safe and decommission and maintain facilities. So our folks will be doing some of that work. And we are also working to gain new contracts outside of NASA, perhaps the Department of Defense and some other commercial entities. So we're looking to go join with new partners to do new things and take advantage of the tremendous expertise we've got within our company.
Yes, you must have a wide range of employees and skills.
You're right, from technicians to engineers to a management team, an integration team that is second to none in terms of space operations. It's a huge national treasure, really. So we're going to do what we can to keep as many of those folks together as possible to continue to work on space operations. And we'll see what the nation decides to do as far as the go-forward plan for our human spaceflight. But our folks are there to support whatever that decision is.
Well, thank you for sharing that experience with our listeners in Melbourne.
My pleasure.